sheriff's meeting.
Kind of
We went through that. I remember
assumption.
Went through that thoroughly, and we
could
decided
wrong,
we were good. So,
but it is an assumption that pretty much I would think most of the town.
You made it?
Yeah, we're good.
You could ask 10 people your mail process.
We need
okay.
Praying for
us.
Yeah. I'm going to get the
prayer.
But does your mail
okay.
Come at the same time every day?
Oh, perfect. Okay. Are they top mount?
And do you know when it's picked up? Or?
I just have a post box right there.
Oh, wow.
On it.
Did MMCC this?
The assumption is every time the postman comes. See, the technicality is
okay.
When it's the end of
We might need to send them the specs on this.
Legal.
Cut the whole
within post. If I try
but you don't have any proof of that, though. Like, I mean,
well,
if
no,
you ever say,
if,
send
if,
me the specs
on those
things.
Jeff down there arguing for us.
That's a federal
offense.
Guys, I've got to go. I'm sorry.
Because
okay, thank
it
you.
Is
okay,
in the possession of the post office.
But you don't have any
so
way to verify that, though.
Yeah, but doesn't a postmark indicate legal?
You,
it's going. It's rolling.
Right on. All right. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2024. We're here in a special commission meeting. It's just a few minutes after 4 o'clock. Today, I've asked Sheriff Carpenter if he would give us an invocation to this meeting, and Lieutenant Taylor from the Parowan City Police Department if he would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our beloved Father in heaven, as we bow our heads humbly before thee, we give thee thanks for the opportunity of coming together as community and to be able to come together in this special meeting to talk about this primary election vote. We ask that thy spirit will be with each of us, that we will be kind-hearted and civil and will be receptive to the thoughts conveyed by all, that we will be able to understand all points of view, and that that will guide those of us making this important decision today, that we will be guided by thy spirit to do the best that we can. We're grateful for this community in which we live, for the abundant blessings which have been poured out upon us, and for the Constitution that guides our government. We thank thee for thy blessings, and we say these things humbly in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We've only got one item on the agenda today. Canvas of the June 25th, 2024 primary election. I'm going to turn the time back over to Mr. Whitaker, our clerk.
So I don't have much to add from yesterday's presentation. I do want to reiterate, we appreciate Sheriff Carpenter being here. There was some discussion yesterday as to how that might be constituted, and our attorney Chad Dotson, who is in court right now, so Sam's here, but the code says that once begun, the canvas can't end until it's completed, and so Chad felt that having Sheriff Carpenter here, which is under a separate section of code, would probably be most appropriate for now this second day of convening. I don't have anything else to add beyond what I presented yesterday.
All right. Sam, have you got anything?
Nothing to add per se, but I do believe that we can put on the record that attempts were made to reach out to representatives of the state. I think Sheriff Carpenter made contact. You may have also made contact, John, as well as Paul. So I don't know about yourself, Commissioner Blake, but
yeah,
you have, it might be well to enter it into the record.
You know, let me go ahead. There was one I appreciated Representative or Senator Vickers. He kind of summarized some of the advice we've been getting from different parties around the state in terms of, you know, Speaker Schultz, Tom Vaughn, the legal counsel for the legislature, and also importantly, more importantly, because they have to defend us, our own legal counsel, our own county attorney's office. But let me just read what Senator Vickers wrote. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. It's a little lengthy. I wanted to reach out to you with some information that I think will help you in your decision today regarding the certification of the primary election in Iron County. I have consulted with Speaker Schultz, President Adams, Lieutenant Governor Henderson, and our legislative legal staff that handles all our election laws. We are all in total agreement as to your options. One, the statute is crystal clear that the ballot must be postmarked or otherwise marked by the Postal Service, certifying that the ballot was received before the deadline to be counted. Two, any wiggle room that exists has to be within the law, or in other words, certification by the Postal Service that the ballot was received in the proper allotted time. We give the voter ample opportunity to cast their ballot, mailing the ballots out 3 weeks in advance, allowing for in-person voting, requiring the clerks to have drop boxes in every city, and accepting ballots at the clerk's office. When the clerk chooses to accept a ballot to count, he or she has to have ironclad evidence that will stand up in a court of law, because the decision will end up in a court for a final interpretation. A voter saying they put it in the mail would not be considered ironclad and probably wouldn't stand up in court. The question came up as to what would happen if the county chose not to certify the election. The unfortunate fact is that the state would have to take the county to court, and the judge would force the county to certify the election. We are elected to govern and do so under the statute. We don't create our own statute, nor do we get to choose what portion of the law we follow and what we don't. The best way to govern is to follow the law, act under the direction of the law, and if we would like to see changes, then work on those changes at a later time. I hope this helps, Evan. So that was, he kind of wrapped all that up.
Sheriff, have you got anything to add?
Yesterday I reached out to the Attorney General's office and to the Lieutenant Governor's office. I spoke with Ryan Calley, who's the election director, and he made it perfectly clear that part of the purpose of us as the canvassers is really to review the county clerk and the county clerk's processes and ensure that the county clerk has done everything accurately and to the best of his ability. He also made it perfectly clear that the law is very concise, that any mail-in ballots have to be marked at the designated time, and that there really is no wiggle room beyond that. As I talked with Scott Cheney, who's the AG's liaison for voting to the Lieutenant Governor's office, one of the things that he told me that I thought was really quite interesting was that we kind of had a loss of thought here for a minute.
Scott Cheney.
Yeah, that we have that the county attorney is given no wiggle room very specifically, because if the county attorney was given wiggle room to kind of pick and choose whether this vote counted or that vote counted, we'd have 29 counties each doing their own thing, and that there would be no order to the vote, and that in order to protect the sanctity of the vote, that the law has been put in place specifically with no wiggle room for the county clerk or for us. So as I reflected upon that, it really occurred to me that there's a lot more at stake here than the 400 plus votes of those people that I think were very sincere in doing their due diligence to try to get their ballots cast through the U.S. Postal Service in appropriate time to be marked. But the U.S. Postal Service failed, and that's the bottom line. The Postal Service failed our citizens. And, unfortunately, the way the state law is written, is there's no wiggle room for that. But one of the issues is that, as I've talked with these gentlemen and others, one of the things that they've also conveyed was that by not certifying this canvass, that we also put at risk the other 9,000 plus voters, in disfranchising them. And so as I've really thought and reflected on this, I really, really feel that as much heartache as it gives me to see 400 ballots that I think were legitimately cast, we don't have the hard, fast evidence to be able to support counting them. And as a result, in order to protect the sanctity of the vote in Iron County, I believe that we have to approve this canvass. And so that was really the sum total of what I found out in talking with numerous people. I mean, not just those two, but other other people that have been involved in state government for a long time. So I appreciate all of their time and their effort to help educate me and help me understand. And I don't like this situation. I think that there's things that we can do to correct this situation in the future. But at the end of the day, the U.S. Postal Service failed our county. No.
Commissioner Cousins.
Are we going to allow public comment?
Sure.
Are we? Okay. We all going to speak first and then?
Yeah, I just figured we'd say whatever we needed to say and then public comment and I've got go from there.
When we go to the vote, I've got a statement I want to read. But I, yeah, it's been interesting in our county. And I don't blame our clerk's office. I think they do a wonderful job. But we've had 6 years. 6 years ago, I think the ballots were late. I don't know what happened. I don't remember. But we waited a long time. I think they came really short to the deadline. And then last two years ago, the election, we had, as I mentioned yesterday, we had about half of our ballots come up missing. And then this thing this year. So this has to be fixed. It just, we've got to... And I've got some comments in my statement I'd like to read, but we've just got to fix this. We can't keep going like this. It's every year lately, it's been, or every election, it's just been really rough, and we can't keep doing this. I think we need to make some serious changes, and I appreciate the legislature, and some of them reached out and said they've already started some bill files and some interim meetings talking about elections and what we need to do to fix some of these problems.
I reached out to, and I talked to several people as well, including I'm trying to get to the front of it. Senator Vickers was speaking with Speaker Schultz in conjunction with our conversation. Spoke with several other county commissioners. There's a organization called USAC. And now that I'm on the spot, I couldn't tell exactly what that stands for. But we have the Utah Association of Counties. Within that Utah Association of Counties, there are different affiliate groups. There's a group for the auditors. There's a group for the attorneys. There's the sheriff. All the elected positions have kind of their own affiliate group within the Utah Association of Counties. The one that the commissioners belong to is called USAC. There was a USAC meeting yesterday. I had several of those members reach out to me and say there were 60 people present in that meeting, and it was basically unanimous. They're like, you guys must certify that election. They brought up several points. Number one, the code. The state law reads that if the information is clear, and I'm paraphrasing, but if the information that is provided by the clerk's office is clear, there's no evidence of malfeasance, fraud, things like that from the clerk's office, we, as the Board of Canvassers, shall certify that election. In my background as a police officer, there's only one other law that I deal with that says shall. Many, many laws, the vast majority of laws, indicate, give a great deal of discretion on how we handle the law. The only other shall law that I deal with is domestic violence. If you have physical evidence of domestic violence, you shall arrest that perpetrator. They don't get to have a ticket. They don't get to go to their friend's house. They go to jail. This is the only other law that I've come across in my own personal dealings that the legislator has given us the shall requirement. It doesn't say we get to pick and choose. It doesn't say that we can pick a part of it. It says that we shall if it meets the requirements of the law. And I made the comment yesterday. I've spent the last almost 29 years in public service and have taken several different oaths to support the law, to support the Constitution, and this is no different. This is it says shall. It meets the code. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that we support the canvas and then we walk away. obviously there's issues. And I think there's many things that can be done. Speaking to one of the commissioners in Beaver County today was interesting. The state actually provided funding for 24-hour secure election drop boxes. I know about that. That's something that came down the pike a year or so ago. We discussed that. I know that we've discussed that in our budget hearings. I'm gonna take some responsibility and say we, as the Iron County Commission, dropped the ball on that. Had those boxes been in place, would have given people a lot more opportunity not to trust the U.S. mail, but to drop those ballots in 24-hour, you know, availability secure lock boxes. Talking to other commissioners across the state who have implemented that, their voting numbers are way up, and these are very secure. This is something that we can do, and I will commit that this will be in place before the November election. John, and John's with me on that. This isn't a mandate.
We actually have them, and
we have the boxes. Installed. We have the equipment. They will be installed before the November election. That's something that we can do to help mitigate this problem. This is an administrative problem that sucks, but we know how to fix it to some degree. We can at least contribute greatly to the fix. The issues with the Postal Service, we're going to have to iron that out. But there are certain things that we can do as a county to bring a fix to that problem. And we all... we'll do that. We'll commit to that. I just want to, because I talked about this, I just want to read this into the record. Hold on. Now I said it.
Will you send that to me at some point?
I did, I believe. In fact, I'm going to your text stream to find it because I know that I sent it to you. Like I said, again, I talked with Senator Vickers in conjunction with Speaker Schultz. This was the response from them. I talked to Schultz, and here's his position. The law is crystal clear. The ballot must be postmarked or otherwise marked the day before the election. There is a provision that says in an issue of controversy, effort should be met to meet the will of the voter, and the clerk can make that judgment. But there has to be ironclad evidence of what that is, and a sworn affidavit from the voter isn't enough. Remembering this will ultimately be decided in court by a judge. There would have to be evidence from the Postal Service that the ballot did get put in the day before and that the postmarked was the next day. An affidavit alone would not be enough. We consulted with our legislative legal expert on the election law, and he agreed. The clerk, there's a typo, I'm trying to figure out what it, the clerk decides to stick their neck out. If the clerk decides to stick their neck out, they better have ironclad evidence.
Can I just chip in real quick?
Absolutely.
One of the things in my conversations last night as well was that ironclad evidence in this particular case would have to come from the post office, is what I was instructed on.
Yeah, the same. The evidence would have to be provided by the post office because they are the firsthand, you know, handler of that mail. They would have to be the ones to provide that evidence. Anything else wouldn't be admissible into court.
And to be clear, I've had multiple conversations with the USPS about, you know, the evidence that I have and anything that they could show that might show that those were mailed on time, and we haven't found anything.
They haven't answered any of those questions. You've asked a lot of questions.
They've answered them. They don't have anything that they can show me that says, oh, yeah, because of this, we can show that they probably were mailed on time. Everything that, you know, when I went to Salt Lake and got the scanner and we scanned the timestamp, all the timestamps were so late that none of them were early enough that there was, I could make a compelling argument, and even going against the law, that it was somehow in a box before Election Day. And even though I've got a lot of anecdotal evidence, I don't have anything concrete between, you know, the scanning of the infrared or the ultraviolet code on the back to the date stamp itself. I mean, there's nobody that would rather count these more than me. But I'm bound by law.
Well, I just want to point out, you know, and as it said, there is a provision that says in an issue of controversy, effort should be made to meet the will of the voter, and the clerk can make that judgment. In this John hand-sorted ballots, and in fact found several ballots that had a postmark by the post office, but also had a hand stamp that that proved, you know, that there was a hand stamp from one post office that gave a date that matched, and then another postmark, you know, from Las Vegas that didn't, and those ballots were counted. John drove to Salt Lake City and picked up that ultraviolet scanner to come down and individually scan all of those ballots to try and make them valid. John then took said scanner and drove to Washington County and met with their clerk, their clerk auditor's office down there, because they had the same issue to try and validate those ballots in Washington County. So once again, our clerk's office has gone above and beyond. Like I said, this sucks. I mean, this is... speaks to the very fabric of our nation. At the end of the day, we're a nation of rules that's governed by the rule of law. And in this particular case, the rule of law is very clear and there is no wiggle room. Anybody that has public comment, I would welcome that. Please come up, state your name for the record so that you can be in the minutes, and... welcome.
First of all, Steve Swan, Cedar City. I would certainly like to commend the commission and everyone involved. This is a dilemma that I don't think has a good resolution one way or the other. I know there are technicalities. My wife and I placed our vote in our neighborhood postal box on Sunday before the election. And we trusted in the system. Probably shouldn't have. It's the post office. And it's a tragedy. I would recommend that in the future that the county, if possible, place a warning label on the ballots saying we cannot trust that the postmark will be postmarked at the correct date. I think we should throw this back into the USPS and say, hey, we don't trust you, and put it in writing and put it on the ballot. If they cannot clearly provide evidence, we know that it is a federal law. You put something in a post box and you try to pull it back out, you're going to be in trouble. So we put that in there, and it's a trust. We know that once it goes in, there's nothing we can do about it. And so there has been a huge breach of trust in this whole process. Today I stand before you not merely as a citizen, but also as a voice for others in our county who have been stripped of a fundamental right, the right to vote. I am appalled that our governor and other state leaders are so willing to dismiss our votes so capriciously. They do have a remedy. They can correct this. There are processes, but they are choosing not to use them. Many of us within Iron County now find ourselves disenfranchised, our voices silenced, our choices dismissed. In a democracy, the ability to cast a ballot is not just a privilege, it is a cornerstone of our freedom, a beacon of our equality, and a testament to our shared power to shape the future. This is not just about a ballot. It is about dignity, respect, and recognition. It is about ensuring that every citizen has an equal say in the governance of our society. It is about preserving the integrity of our democracy. Today I ask each of you to raise your voice and to advocate for legal action to correct this error of legislative ruling and make our votes count. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right, there's two of you coming at once. No. Okay.
I'm from Minersville, so I just want to get this out because so that all the Cedar City and Iron County residents can talk. My name is Evelyn Jensen. I'm from Minersville, Utah. We do have a ballot box there. They do have all of the cameras and things on it, so it was a safe place to vote. I can tell you I used to live in Las Vegas, and I remember when the mail went in and the mail went out, and I talked to the Postmaster General years ago about this. They have a way, and they have a way to know exactly what day and time that mail comes in before they do the stamp on the mail. They have a way to know when that mail arrived at their facility and when it left. So they have that information there. You might want to find out if they still do that, but they did years ago. That's before they post-stamp it and run it through their machines and things like that. Okay. Also, there were 10 counties in 2022 across the nation, from Pennsylvania to New Mexico to Nevada, that chose not to certify their elections because they wanted to make sure everyone's votes counted. And they were able to go back and verify. For example, Esmeralda County in Nevada chose not to certify their election. They were able to go back. There's only about 740 people there, but they were able to go back and verify every single one of those votes, and then they certified. So there is precedence to this. There was also back in 2020, same thing happened in multiple counties across the country. This has been going on where they choose not to certify and they go back and they get a chance to look at what's going on and what happened there. These people tried to vote. I believe that they put it in time. And there isn't a reasonable expectation that when they put their mail into the post office or into a box, that's going to count, that it's going to be postmarked in that county, in that post office like it used to be. In Minersville, our postmaster, she always made sure that every ballot was stamped before it went anywhere. So there's a reasonable expectation from every person here. Not one of them knew that anything went to Las Vegas. I didn't even know, and I used to live in Vegas. I had no idea that the mail was being shipped from 9 counties down to Las Vegas, a massive city with over 1 million people and mail going through there like crazy, that this would happen. And that warning was not put on there. And that's not just up to the clerks. That's up to whoever runs the elections up in the Salt Lake. Also, I want to say that did this happen last year? Were there votes that were not counted last year in the special election because they went through Las Vegas, and you would have to look into this, because they went through Las Vegas and they didn't get postmarked in time, but because the race was not that close, nobody really looked into it, it never came to a head like it has now. And is that a possibility in multiple counties? And if so, then the election officials knew about it and they knew this was a possibility. And why was there not a warning? Because now it's not a, well, we didn't know, this just happened to happen. It's a, we knew because it happened last year. So we knew it could happen again and we didn't put out a warning. So now, was it intentional? That's my question.
Okay.
They know. I don't know. And I know it wasn't you.
Well.
But I'm wondering, was there some from last
year?
So
we did notice a bit more last year, and I became concerned. And so we actually invited the Postal Service to our affiliate meeting at UAC this spring. And we pressed them on it, and they assured us that, you know, everything gets a timely postmark. I actually...
So what I'm saying is then they knew, whoever watches over the elections, and I know who it is, whoever watches over the elections knew that this happened last year. So therefore, because they knew it happened last year, they knew it could happen this year.
Yeah.
So why wasn't there a warning put into the 9 counties that go through the mail system through Las Vegas so that we would be made aware of it, so that people had their right to vote,
yeah,
and their constitutional rights weren't taken away from them? And that's all I have to say, because this is taking away their constitutional rights to a fair election. And this makes it an unfair election if you certify. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Susan Seppi from Parowan. First, I want to say that most of the time when I come up here, I'm very critical of the commission because there's one thing or another that I'm not happy with the decisions that you make. But I will say that I'm very pleased, and I applaud your efforts in trying to make sure that this election is full of integrity. One of the things that I'd like to say to you is that my friend Carol, who isn't here today, was watching the Utah canvas, and she sent me a text, and it says—
Did you mean Utah County?
Utah County. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. There are over 800 returns after the election date in Utah County. 6% of their ballots were undeliverable. That's a large number. The thing that worries me is that you talk about the Constitution. Well, what about the constitutional rights, like that woman just expressed, for us who vote, as well as the people who are running? Basically, if you go ahead and certify this election with the results not being accurate, you're hindering the candidates, not only the people who vote. And I'm sorry, but that violates their constitutional rights. I think that ultimately what we're going to have to do in this country, we're going to have to go back to voting in person. It's the most accurate, most secure. You get an absentee ballot only when you need one, so that would be very rare. In 2020, the election that happened, Donald Trump requested that they not certify the vote because there was discrepancy. I'm asking you right now, there is a great discrepancy, and it's not just Iron County. Obviously, Utah County has a discrepancy, as well as Washington County. It's all over the state. And this gentleman over here, I heard him over talking to that man over there, and he brought up a very good point. He said that when you put your mail in the post office box, no matter where it is, it becomes the property of the United States Post Office. So we should be holding them accountable. But by just going ahead and saying, oh, they made a mistake, slap their hand and say, okay, we'll just go ahead and certify it anyway. I'm sorry, but I think that that's wrong, absolutely wrong. I think that Utah should take a stance and say, we're going to do everything possible to make sure that our elections are full of integrity and they're honest. Right now, we can't say that. And we can't say that for the last three elections. One of the elections, the ballots never got to our home. Who knows where they went? They were in limbo somewhere. That's insecure. And I'm sorry, but I think that we need to take a stance. And I know that you're worried about the Constitution and being sued and the legal rights. I also find it very disheartening that the person who oversees elections in this state was actually on the ballot. That is a conflict of interest. We should have a Secretary of State in this state that oversees elections. Most states do. This is the only state I've ever lived in where there's no Secretary of State. So right there, it's biased, and it has no integrity to it. She does not have the privilege to oversee her own election. So thank you very much for your time, and I really appreciate what you've done here. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? I see people looking at each other like I might have something to say. By all means.
My name is Wes Barton, and I've lived most of my life in Iron County. I would just like to be the other voice in the room. I'm one of the 9,000 that won't get counted if we don't certify. And I don't know that that's fair to throw out 9,000 votes for 400 people that unfortunately didn't get counted. One of the comparisons made yesterday during the meeting I watched online is that this was the people that threw tea into the harbor were breaking the law. And I just want to make the point that the commodity being thrown in the harbor is not tea this time. It's my vote. And I'm going to remember if my vote was held as a pawn in somebody's political game. And that's all I've got to say.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jade Nielsen. And I just want to, I think there's some validation or valid reasons to change the voting going forward, but I don't feel like we can change the rules as they stood, and I too do not want my vote thrown out. It's not fair. It's not right. It is an ugly situation, but it happened, and we can't make it right by throwing out 9,000 votes. What we do forward, let's open that up tomorrow. But I think we need to go ahead and certify.
Thank you. Sure.
In all of those counties that chose not to to certify, all the other votes did get counted. They ended up getting certified, and all the votes were counted. Nothing gets thrown out. It will not get thrown out. That is a line. They cannot throw them all out just because it's not certified today. They were all certified. They took their time, they made sure everything got put together, and then they certified in all of those counties across the country.
That may be, but I was specifically told that we run the risk of disenfranchising the other 9,000 voters.
Of course. They use that as a bully tactic. That's a closing deal. That's how you close someone. Yep. And that is absolutely not true. That would not stand up in a federal court of law, because the judge would not allow that. They will make sure that those votes get counted. But we're just trying to make sure that the other votes that got their ballots in on time are also counted, because they have that right too.
Remind me your name again. I'm sorry.
Evelyn Jensen.
This begs a question I have to ask. I know there's remedy under the law, obviously. We can do it at the county level, and it can be done at the state level. So are we saying, I'd really like to know the specific law section and article on it, because it doesn't seem correct. It seems like there's some politics going on here with threatening or extortion, and that doesn't seem right either. I don't think a county should be extorted in this way. So am I wrong?
I agree with you. I think it's anyway, go ahead and say your piece.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. I can understand people, but, you know, by assuming or stating that everyone else's ballot's going to be thrown out is showing a disservice, unless there is a specific point of law that we are quoting. I don't want that to be some politician just throwing something at the county saying, hey, you know, we're going to throw you out. That seems totally wrong.
I don't think that that's where we're going, and I don't think that that's a major talking point, at least with me. The law is very clear. The statute is very clear. The language is crystal clear.
Right, but there are remedies, right?
Not at this level.
Well,
not
you
at
said
this.
There's one remedy for the post office to give us evidence.
Yeah, there is none.
And we've gone down that road, and they're unable to provide that evidence.
If I had found it, they would have already been counted. Don't assume that we didn't go down that.
No, I'm not stating you haven't. I'm stating that the post office perhaps is lying to us.
If they are, I don't have evidence of it. And again, no one would like to count those more than me. I don't have anything empirical.
Do we have federal recourse to the post office? We should have federal recourse to the post office to demand the documentation on that. I don't see why we don't. Has anybody asked the Attorney General for that? I leave that with you.
Blaine Ney, Cedar City. This is why I never want to help public office. I really respect all of you guys and the sense of responsibility you give to this. And I assure you that I will give full respect to whatever decision this body makes, and equal respect to any dissenting votes. I don't envy you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blaine.
I'd like to respond to Mr. Barton's comments. I ran a business for 33 years, and I sold it to my son about 6-7 years ago. For years, quarterly sales tax, I hated it with a passion, and I usually put it off the very last minute.
Uh-huh.
And I'd hurry and get it done and run it over the post office and usually make it by about 4:45 on the last day. And I always knew or always could count on the fact that they would postmark it by 5 o'clock. That was just a given. That's what I've expected for 30, now 8 years that our business has been in operation. We could go to the post office and count on that being counted. Chuck Taylor, I mentioned yesterday, said, Paul, and I get 3 or 4 of these a day, by the way, but he said, Paul, I went to the post office. Granted, it was late on the 24th at 4 o'clock, and I deposited my mail in there, and according to my growing up and running a business for that many years, you could count on that piece of mail being postmarked. And I truly believe that of the 429, John counted 14 of those ballots that were hand-stamped. Yeah. Because those were in a batch. I talked to the mayor of Glendale, who worked for the post office for 7 years. He called me today, and he said, Paul, I think that batch was run together. I believe all those ballots are legit, and I believe that based on all the feedback I've gotten. I have no proof, but I did go out on Sunday, and I met with 5 people that voted, that said they voted earlier in time, and I got affidavits, signed affidavits, notarized. Their stories were legit. I mean, I didn't, and everybody here yesterday said they believed everybody that talked. And I don't think anybody would anymore. And so how can we trust? Yeah, we might be able to figure things out to where we use Dropbox. I've got more to say on that.
Break in. I'm getting some comments that the audio feed on the stream isn't working. Could you maybe call a recess for a second? I'll see what we can do on the technical side.
Yeah, absolutely. Declare a recess just to make sure that we're working. Because I've had several people text me, not that it wasn't working, but were texting me comments with the meeting that, so it has been working. Hmm. I just got a text that says it's working better now. It was glitching. Now, these are different people. I'm getting a myriad of texts at the same time. It said it was glitching. It's working better now.
Let me ask this person.
It says it kept pausing.
Were you speaking into your mic, Paul?
Yeah, I was speaking into it.
I just got one back that said it's better.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll chime in if I get some comments. The problem is I can't hear it from here without getting the feedback loop. So
I got a text. John, I got a text from somebody that they wanted to speak. Would you be willing to take a call? Or
You can just hold it up to the mic.
Let me see if Lisa Davis was going to try to make it over, and she said, I can't make it. Can you let me see if I can get her? She didn't answer, so that's fine.
All right, are we back?
As far as I know.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone out there in YouTube land, could you text me and tell me, one of us, if it's how it is, and we'll maybe be a little bit better working into talking into our mics.
I just got one that said that it seems good now.
Okay. Paul. Go ahead. And is there any other public comment? I think everybody has spoken. Just turn the time over to Commissioner Cousins.
I'm curious about this Utah County not certifying. Doesn't it have to be done today?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it does have to be done today. I don't know. It's just what Susan had, Mississippi had said. So I haven't had a chance to check on it. Would you come up to the mic,
sure,
please?
Watching it, she said that they had adjourned, and they did not certify the vote.
Okay.
So I just tried to reach out to someone in Utah County to ask them if they knew if that was true or not. I haven't gotten a response yet.
Okay.
But if they can do it, why can't we take a pause and figure out what's going on and go from there instead of, you know, doing it and then regretting it later? So I don't know. This is your decision. So thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Barton, Paraguna. This is an unfortunate situation, and I think I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. you guys are champs for that. I just want to say a couple of things. Luckily, Paraguna had a Dropbox. And we took it to in their city offices. I dropped mine off in the city office, and it worked out perfect. And I guess I agree with Paul. The Postal Service, I haven't been able to trust it for years, you know. And we work with the profession that I deal with, that we depend on the Postal Service too. And I mean, even with the livestock show, we got a check from somebody that sent it 6 months ago. and we just barely got it. And so, I mean, there's stuff like that it happens. And unfortunately, 400 votes happened that didn't get counted. And I think my issue right now is we know the Postal Service it should be trusted, but it isn't trusted. And 400 people plus whoever sent their ballots in before that time trusted it a little bit to send it. But I don't know if we can not certify the votes on a hearsay, not to call those 400 people liars or anything like that, but it's hearsay. There's no evidence, and I would hate to be convicted on hearsay, and I, whatever you guys do, once again, I'll support you, but I hate to not certify it on hearsay. So,
and John, I did reach out to the deputy county attorney in Utah County. That election was certified.
Yeah, it was unanimous.
Yeah.
I just got word from the LG's office. They're watching.
I got a text as well.
Does anybody got any texts on the audio? I'm concerned about.
I'm getting audio that says the audio is good.
Okay. Got one that it says the audio is better now, but the video does not match the audio. Video is delayed behind.
Oh, tell them to refresh.
Right.
Okay.
That's,
if you refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
That's. I think that's a. I've been told that's a YouTube thing. Like if you watch it not live, it'll be synced better. But yeah.
Yeah. That's
to refresh mine when I'm checking to see whether we went to break properly and stuff.
Anyway, I never quite got to finish my point that I was trying to make.
Oh.
But anyway, people trust the post office. I've never known that the mail went to Vegas. I've never known that. And
that started late last year.
And so when the Utah law says that you have to have it postmarked by the 24th, people, Chuck Taylor took his in 3:45, 4:00, should have been postmarked. And that's they anyway. I don't know if you want me to keep going.
I certainly feel like there's a reasonable expectation. That's in my letter. I spoke about that. I think there ought to be a reasonable expectation that you get a timely postmark.
But did those ballots get, you know, they got shipped to Vegas and with the auto, I listened to an audio from Commissioner Myers and Kane that she went and talked to a Postal Service person that said that if it's past midnight, they account for that.
So
but did somebody get tired, throw them in a box, shove them in a corner, and then go home and wait till the next day. I don't know, but...
Well, let me just share my bit of madness. I don't want to interrupt what
you... Oh, you're good.
But, yeah, so I did find out, too, that they... the machine, they don't roll the date until 7 a.m. because they're processing mail from all over. And so they... what I had hoped was to show that maybe it was, you know, it entered that machine earlier in the day, but the earliest I found was the 26th. And so to me, because I was hoping that maybe I could demonstrate with something empirical that it was in the possession of the Postal Service before the 25th, and ultimately I was unsuccessful. That was part of my madness. And I wrote in my letter that you had me read yesterday that, yeah, there ought to be a reasonable expectation of a timely postmark. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I think we're ready. Okay. Go ahead and read your statement.
I really appreciated Sheriff Carpenter pausing this yesterday for a day, and I did reach out to Ryan Kelly with the LG's office, and I had a good talk with him. And it sounded a little like a threat that they were gonna, you know, if I asked him, I said, if we don't certify this, what'll happen? And he said, well, you know, the other 9,000 votes could be at risk. And I challenged that a little bit. I don't think any judge in the world would do that. I really don't. I could be wrong. But I don't think that would hold up either. I didn't talk to the Attorney General's office. Others have. But unfortunately, we still lack the answers needed to ensure the voices of over 400 voters are heard. In our ever-changing world, the law must stay current. The USPS has changed their procedures for processing mail in our area, which we've all talked about, a lot of us didn't know about, and the laws need to be amended to protect and recognize ballots being legitimately mailed so that every vote counts and will continue to count in the future. We want our voters and future voters to know that we value their voice in this process. Voting is a right and a privilege. Some argue that we had 3 weeks to vote, so why were some voters cutting it so close? I think we had a good answer to that yesterday from Mrs. Matthews that said, I don't like to vote early. I like to wait till the last because there's always something that seems to come out about a candidate after I voted early, and then I wish I would have changed my vote after. And so she said, I usually cut it pretty close. But she happened, I believe it was her that talked about, she usually uses a drop box, which we had drop boxes. We had them in Cedar, Enoch, Parowan, but they were indoors. They weren't 24/7, which is something we need to improve, obviously. She explained that well, I thought. This highlights the need to reconsider our voting methods, perhaps returning to opt-in mail voting for those who cannot vote in person, and emphasizing in-person voting with a valid ID. Given these concerns, I cannot in good conscience vote to certify this election. This does not mean that the votes of 9,000 voters should be discarded. A denial of certification would prompt the Attorney General's office to force certification in the coming days. What is legal is not always right. Today is more important to send a message that elections are crucial and every vote counts, rather than to be a rubber stamp and certify something that is broken. Therefore, I cannot vote to certify this election.
Any other comment? All right. I would ask if there's a motion.
May I make one last comment?
Absolutely.
I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and all but three of those years was either outside of the state. Well, we're all outside of the state. As a result, I... voted each time an election came. I voted through absentee ballot, and it was very difficult because I was serving our country to protect our right to vote and my right to vote. And yet, almost without fail, the absentee ballots were received so late that the elections were already certified. And I know that in 20 years that my vote almost never counted. So I understand the thoughts and the feelings of the people who are in this situation today. But I believe that John has done his due diligence in trying to do everything that he could to certify these 415 votes. But at the end of the day, there is no ironclad evidence to support that they were. As a result, I feel like I must make the motion.